With a storm on the way, it's time to prepare. Stop down to Big Daddy's Gulf Gas Station, 1633 Main Street North, on the corner of Route 61 and Route 63 in Woodbury. Big Daddy's Gulf Gas Station has plenty of generators in stock. And if you're a police officer, firefighter, or a state or municipal employee, you'll receive a special discount by showing your ID badge. Mother Nature has done it again. So what will you do when the lights go out? Get to Big Daddy's Gulf Gas Station in Woodbury and get your generator today.
Well, not today. We now go live to the governor, courtesy of NBC 30.
12 noon today will be higher than Irene. That's representing a 3 to 5 foot surge. That's bad for New London. It's a lot worse for Bridgeport. It's the one at midnight tonight that we are most worried about. We're looking at a surge of 7 to 11 feet above the normal high tide. And since that will be the third surge of the past 2 days, that one has the potential to cause the most damage, perhaps unprecedented damage. Let me also repeat something I said last evening. If you live near a river or stream that tends to rise with a rising tide in the Sound, these surges could easily affect you too. So keep a close eye on the developments over the next 18 to 24 hours. As of right now, we have 850 National Guardsmen and women who have been deployed and will remain deployed throughout these circumstances. All state bus service, as well as Metro North and Amtrak, have been shut down. Bradley International Airport will close at 1 p.m. today. Folks, there are reasons all transit is being shut down. It's dangerous out there and will only get more dangerous over the coming hours. So stay home. Let me repeat that. Stay home. Working with our state agencies, the National Guard, the state police, FEMA, and of course our local officials, we have done everything we possibly can to prepare you for the impact of this storm. Now that's now it really is time for us to stay home, hang on, pray, and hope for the best. But we are prepared for the absolute worst. Please be safe. I'll see you again at 12 noon, and now I'll take questions.
Governor, we've had some emails from people concerned about their homes that have been evacuated at reference in 1989 after the tornado. Governor O'Neill deployed state police to guard the neighborhoods against looting after the storm had subsided. Would you do such a move?
Well, it all depends on the weather conditions and how quickly we can do that. Of course, we'll do everything in our power to protect neighborhoods, but I have to be very clear. This high tide tonight, which would hit the Western Sound very late at night, is not going to evacuate itself instantly. So we have 850 deployed guardsmen. We have state police at maximum strength, including empowering the 43 recruits. Local police departments are on. If local police departments request our assistance, they'll get it.
I know that Mayor Finch is going on the air right after you. Can you tell us what particular help you have given to the mayor with regard to his situation?
Well, you know, we've been in contact. As I said yesterday, we had an unprecedented call. All of the chief electeds of all of the waterfront communities. I believe he's getting whatever he needs. He has a very difficult job, and that is that there are an extremely large number of people who live in Category 4 zones in Bridgeport. So we have buses ready. We have personnel ready, and we'll attempt to give him whatever resources he needs.
You said last night the surge could be higher than some of the dikes. I assume you're talking about Stamford.
Correct.
If that happens, that means the water can't get back out of the city.
There are pumping stations. It would depend on the ability of those pumping stations to stand up to that that difficulty. The problem. So let me just explain this. You got 11 feet of water. That brings you to the top of the dike. Then you get wave action over it. So to answer the question is there could potentially be a lot of water entering Stamford. I'm sorry. And one of our very large concerns for recovery is whether the substations that both utilities have in low-lying buying areas will be impacted. That's one of our chief concerns right now, along with our concerns for sewage treatment facilities.
Is it your concern this is primarily a coastal storm? In Irene, I know CLMP took a brunt of the power outages. Is it now UI because of the fact you've got Bridgeport and their customers are mostly on the shore?
Well, it's both. I mean, everybody, both companies have residents on the water. UI in a particular area, my hometown of Stamford, is CLNP. We have concerns for all of them. Having said that, let me be very clear, although I'm most concerned about the loss of life along the water, power outages are likely to occur throughout the state. If we hit the wind numbers, and we are most certainly going to hit those wind numbers throughout the state.
Is there anything that can be done along the water? I know you had several hearings over the summer since the last storm to try to reinforce or build up so that we wouldn't be so vulnerable to high tide. What kind of reinforcement are
Well, on a temporary measure, those things are being done. Both utilities are doing the best they can to build systems to guard those substations that are within reach of the kinds of tides that we're talking about. And I think an extraordinary effort is underway in Stamford, in the south end, to protect that particular one because it is particularly vulnerable. But we also have substations in New Haven and Bridgeport that are vulnerable as well.
WELI, New Haven.
I'm with Coach George DeMaio with WELI Sports. World Series baseball over. Giants beat the Tigers 4-3 and 10. They sweep Detroit. Pablo Sandoval was the World Series MVP. Second championship for the Giants in the last 3 years. NFL Giants beat the Cowboys 29-24. They're 6-2. Dolphins beat the Jets 30-9. The Jets are 3-5, lost 4 of the last 5. Patriots demolished the Rams in London 45-7. Sunday night game, Peyton Manning 3 TD passes. Broncos beat the Saints 34-14 tonight. San Francisco in Arizona. You can hear that game on ESPN Radio 1300 starting at 8 p.m. New high school top 10 football poll out tomorrow with Ann being the number one team in the state. Could be some scrambling behind that. College football, New Haven beat Southern. Yale lost to Columbia. Score schedules, highlights on our website, 960WELI.com. Keyword scores, George DeMaio, WELI Sports.
Now, broadcasting from the OptiCare Eye Health and Vision Center studio, here's the Vinny Penn Project on News Talk 960 WELI.
All right, so there you have it. The governor live, courtesy of NBC 30. There's also the governor also, just so you're aware, has set up a website, ctgov/Sandy. Be updated with information as the storm watch continues. As for right now, I'll reiterate Hurricane Sandy timetable. According to this site, as of today, the weather will continue to deteriorate. Moderate coastal flooding at high tide, which is midday. Wind gusts as high as 60 miles per hour, with wind damage increasing. Trees, power lines during the day. The overnight is going to be hearing. It's going to be one of those noisy nights sleep for those of you who are even able to fall asleep. As for tonight, yes, hurricane wind gusts 60 to 80 miles per hour, highest at the shore, with a destructive storm surge possibly exceeding Irene. This, again, is, I'm reading from the website, widespread, tree power line damage. And then tomorrow, Tuesday, still gusty, sporadic, additional wind damage, et cetera, et cetera. Now, on this website, goes on to say such illuminating things as bring pets inside. You know, for those of you who need to be told, that's such terrifying stuff.
Don't forget your umbrella.
That's such terrifying stuff. And there are people who, if you think a doghouse, then you shouldn't even be a pet owner. You know, there should be a neighbor who should come and take that animal from you. All your animals have to come inside, folks. If you didn't get out in time to get a pet cage, you know, a cart, what have you, because I know some shelters are trying to draw the line between do we allow pets or not. I saw one shelter yesterday change its mind midway through. They said no pets, and then they realized, okay, pets with a cart. That's what they were calling it.
With the cage.
I would call it a cage. They were, you know, politically correct. They were going with that word instead. I think they're going to be stuck with a lot of animals in boxes with holes popped in, you know. But the fact of the matter is, you know, there are a lot of folks that they never got those for their animals. And if you didn't do that, then they have to run amok in the house right now. They have to be like, do not leave your pets outside. That's just absolutely crazy. To report any power outages, 1-800-286-2000. It's 1-800-286-2000. Believe it or not, though, many of you I'm hearing from this morning, so far so good, there are people who have already begun losing power. So I can only imagine tonight. You can call 211 for information about any of the shelters in your town in case you haven't heard them yet. And then there's all sorts of information up here for carbon monoxide as it pertains to those of you who did go out and get your generators and whatnot and really need to understand how to rig those up. There were a couple of real tragedies last year between Irene and the last year's Halloween storm that we do not want to see repeated. In the meantime, just going to a quick story here off the Blaze. The Romney-Ryan ticket, you know, they're reportedly using some of their campaign buses for Hurricane Sandy relief. A magnanimous gesture, if ever there was one. At least one of its campaign buses, they're providing supplies and relief for those who are likely to be hit by Hurricane Sandy in the coming days. I mean, what else to do? Of course, they've canceled campaign events, as has the president. Romney spokespeople are saying that this one bus is going to be used to transport donations, basic supplies to those in need, those who didn't get out there, who weren't able to get things. I believe this bus is specifically in Arlington, Virginia. They'll load storm relief supplies and collect supplies throughout the area. They're describing the move, of course, when they say they, I can imagine who they are, as a true example of leadership or just common decency. But it is the right thing to do and nice to see it being done. But to run with that, too, is, you know, look at that. Using the bus, giving the bus. I mean, this is a time when we are supposed to be all looking out for each other. The more politically cynical, it says here, could interpret this move as a shrewd campaign strategy to shake off an elitist image. Either that or just common decency. Just somebody somewhere saying, while we're here, you're supposed to be stumping here, you know, your final stretch here. Let's use it. You know, there's no big strategy here. It's just the right thing to do. Guys who are prone to doing the right thing. Now, the president, to be sure, has also promised to help those affected by the storm, saying the federal government will not get bogged down by rules and red tape in providing local officials everything they need to manage the crisis. You know, that's the one thing. Timing-wise, a week before a presidential election, you can bet there will be no hesitancy when it comes to aiding those in need. Hopefully, though, my big concern is, particularly New York, we're 8 days out from the biggest presidential election of my lifetime, most people's lifetime. And we don't want to see this, we don't want any uncertainty clouding this. You know, we want to know that our vote gets in, our vote counts, and that nobody is using the what was that from one phone call we got this morning? I mean, literally someone called the show this morning saying that President Obama had something to do with this storm.
Yeah, the Alaskan HARP electromagnetic radiation transmitter is creating the hurricane. I mean, I don't want to blow his theory apart, but I don't know if you can do that.
No, listen, do I believe that someone is actually responsible for the storm? I do. I don't think it's the president, though. I think it's a fellow. You may have read about him in the news. His name is Simon Bar-Sinister. All right.
With his weather machine.
I'm Simon Bar-Sinister. It's not the president. All right. That said, our sponsor this half hour on the project is Batteries Plus. Look, we just had Matt Scott on giving us his MattCast. And at one point he said, today, you know, if you didn't prepare, if you need to run one last errand for milk, these are his words. He said, then you know, do it now. Batteries, you're not going to have any luck. I say Batteries Plus, you know, I don't want to put my man, he's a new sponsor, I don't want to put John Murphy out there, but he's a really good guy. From the one time I got together with him and his wife, they came here to open a Batteries Plus. I say he is open in Hampton. And really, if you can get down there, batteries and bulbs for everything, generators, laptops, cell phones, cordless phones, chargers. This is a place, if you can get there today, and he is open today, believe you me, I heard from some friends who went there late last week. Jim Bozzi from Live Nation got there late last week and said he stocked up for the storm. Do you have information on Batteries Plus, my man?
We got our generator batteries in there just last week.
Got our generator, this radio station right here, our generator batteries from them last week. Yeah. I think he's stocked and good to go, and I would imagine he's up and running today. Again, I hate to put that out there, but I think you can feel comfortable in that. We're stocked up here thanks to them. Again, in case you don't know, it's in Hampton, the Tommy K's, the Tanning Plaza, Nutmeg State Nutrition, right there, Dixwell Avenue, and all of your needs. As far as a storm is concerned, this is your go-to Hurricane Sandy joint. It's Batteries Plus.
WELI, New Haven.
This is the coach, George DeMeo, with Coach's Corner on WELI. Well, on January 14th, 1973, the Miami Dolphins became the first NFL team to go undefeated, beating the Washington Redskins 14-7, winning Super Bowl VII. Their 17th victory in front of 81,706 fans at the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum climaxed a perfect season, the first in the 53-year history of the NFL. Miami quarterback Bob Greasy completed only 8 of 11 passes for 88 yards. However, the Dolphins prevented the Redskins from crossing midfield until the third quarter, giving their offense good field position the entire game. Head coach Don Shula claimed that the team was the greatest that had ever been associated with, the Miami Dolphins. I'm George DeMeo, and that's Coach's Corner on News Talk 960 WELI.
The A&A Office Systems Total Traffic Network.
Mandatory evacuations have those roadways closed this morning in those areas, so do keep in mind that those roads are technically shut down. Now, the roadways throughout the rest of the state are open, but all subject to closure. Mass Transit is suspended. Metro North, Amtrak, CT Transit, the ferries also Tweed, New Haven is shut down. Bradley International after 10:30, no more flights. If you are headed out, definitely give yourself extra time and use caution as travel is discouraged. I'm Rachel Lutzker.
News Talk 960 WELI New Haven weather. Today, rain, wind, 35 to 50 miles an hour north-northeast, high of 62. Tonight, rain, wind, 30 to 50 miles an hour east-southeast, lows around 58. And tomorrow, rain, wind, 25 to 35 miles an hour, gusts up to 40 miles an hour, highs near 60. Get the full forecast online at 960WELI.com, keyword weather.
This traffic report is powered by Greco and Haynes, the well water specialists.
Now, broadcasting from the OptiCare Eye Health and Vision Center studio, here's the Vinny Penn Project on News Talk 960 WELI.
Well, just because I didn't want to steer folks wrong, I said I assumed Batteries Plus would be open today in Hampton for at least a little while. I got my man John Murphy from Batteries Plus, and he answered the phone like, of course I would be. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Benny.
What's are you just playing it by ear, or are you saying, no, we're open till noon? What are you doing?
We're open for the people, you know, because we're here to, Batteries Plus is here to take care of anybody and everybody with whatever needs that we can fulfill. With whatever we have, we will help you out and do what we can do to help us get through this storm.
Yeah, you know, we had a guy on about a half an hour or so ago, and, you know, people are using this little bit of elbow room they've got this morning and running out and getting, you know, for those who aren't all set up. And one guy said, the one thing you're definitely not going to get today is batteries. I bet you're stocked up, aren't you?
Well, we have everything but D's. We're expecting an emergency shipment in. With D batteries, lanterns, flashlights, and everything at all of our Batteries Plus stores by tomorrow afternoon. Right. But we have A's, double A's, triples. We have emergency lighting batteries. We have generator batteries.
Now, what about chargers for people who've got D's, rechargers?
We have a few of those here.
Okay.
We have some of those chargers in stock.
Yeah.
But, yeah, whatever we can do for the community, we're here for you. You know, we want to do it. We want to take care of business and take care of the people of Hamden and our surrounding towns.
Yeah, this guy's no joke. It's kind of hard to convey on the air. You're really... You're a bit of a throwback. You're like, you know, he's got this Mayberry vibe of what else are we here to do but help each other. That's kind of hard to convey on the air because we're such a jaded society, you know, and we're and you're a straight up guy. I'm proud to have you on the show as a sponsor, and I haven't even been down there to hit you up for any batteries or anything.
Yeah, I mean, it's like we want to take care of everybody that we can. I mean, that's what our job is, and as individuals, we want to do that for the community. And we want to give that sense of strength and stability so that we can, like I said, we can help anybody out and do anything we can do for them.
Yeah, it's a go-to spot for anybody in the surrounding area today, Batteries Plus in Hamden. Let me ask you this, Sean. What's up with D, too? Because last night on the news, they were saying the all-important D battery. For me, the all-important's double A. So what are the D's going for?
Well, a lot of the D's, they go into your flashlights, and that's the minimal thing that most people want to have is they want to have some sort of light source.
Yeah, all of my flashlights are double A. That's why I said I didn't know what was up with D.
Yeah, with the D, you know, that's with a lot of older flashlights and your lantern batteries, they take those, you know, they take the D battery. But we have every other battery. We have
that's what C's, I mean, yeah.
Double A's, triple A's.
Yeah.
Every other battery in the store. But like I said, we'll be expecting a large shipment tomorrow at our store here in Hamden at 2460 Dixwell Avenue and the Tommy K's Tanning Plaza. My friend at Batteries Plus in Orange is expecting his shipment tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, okay. Very good.
So we're here to do whatever we can do to help you in the community. And just give us a call or stop on by and... We'll take care of you the best way we can.
John Murphy, good luck today. Thanks, my man. I appreciate it. And folks, give him a call, too, if you have any questions about your generator. Don't think, hey, I got a generator, and now I know everything there is to know about them. They're tricky beasts. So make sure you give my man John Murphy, Batteries Plus, a call. In the meantime, we will hand it off to Glenn Beck for now, but we will be back. Stay safe.
This is News Talk 960, WELI and WELI HD1, New Haven. Broadcasting on WKCIFM HD2, Hamden, New Haven, and iHeartRadio.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony.
Airchecks.com.